Fight back with Ali C.
So what else is new? The politicians continue to duke it out in Washington. And it's more than the Gang of Six. Americans say they want a compromise on this debt ceiling problem. But really, honestly, are we going to get it? That's where we begin, on the final frontier, as time is ticking away. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. Name of the show, America Tonight. You know how we coast here, kind of all over the place. We are zigging and zagging, and if you want to be part of it, you know what to do. I'm going to give you the numbers to jingle right at the top, and that's 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Eric Cantor talked about the cut, cap, and balance problem or solution to the problem and taxpayer dollars in that angle, while the Speaker of the House, John Boehner, talked about all kinds of things relating to the problem of no accountability and how we got here in the first place. We're back to that. Listen to two top dogs, Republican-wise, anyway.
Cut, cap, and balance. Make sure that the government stops spending. And it makes sure that we begin to treat taxpayer dollars as if they are that. Those dollars belonging to the people, and deal with them more responsibly.
Cutting spending, capping spending in the future, requiring a balanced budget amendment is the most responsible thing that we can do to address our problems today and to address our problems long term. The president has said now for once he wants a balanced approach. Well, guess what? In cut, cap, and balance, he does get a balanced approach. He gets his increase in the debt limit of $2.4 trillion. Now, what we get are real cuts in spending and real reforms in place that will make sure that this problem never, ever happens again.
Yeah, the accountability factor, of course, all of us are going to like that. Who doesn't think that that should have been there in the first place? Because really, the people that we've obviously elected seem to constantly recycle themselves and also remain elusive when it comes to, hey, where were you for the vote? Where were you when this was going down? So the accountability thing is always good. I don't care what side of the aisle you're on, left of left, right of right. I mean, who's going to say that there shouldn't be some accountability here? But ultimately, this is the deal. You have the president thrown around the V word. He's going to lay down the V. You know what the V is? The veto power that he possesses in the pens that are in the desk drawer at the White House in his office, in the Oval Office. So the president is praying and praising one of the compromise plans, and it's not cut, cap, and balance. He says that this one's a no-go. There's no way he'll sign this. He'll veto it immediately. He said, forget about that. And has said, though, the Gang of Six now plus one is more consistent with what he thinks should happen to the current debt ceiling crisis because it mixes tax changes, entitlements, you know, entitlement reform, and spending reduction. So in other words, it's across the board all the things that a lot of people don't want to see. For example, the tax changes. Here's the problem. When they paint these strokes, you constantly hear, well, the rich people, that's who we're going after. You know, the people who are making $250, the people who aren't really paying enough taxes. But that's not true. Everybody's tax bracket, just to be sure, and so you know this, everybody's tax bracket will jump up. And spending reductions, your biggest problem there is forget the scalpel, forget taking out a machete. You need to just mow it down. At this point, the only way to save this is to mow it down. Seriously. Because even we're talking about numbers, $4 trillion over 10 years, $3.7 trillion. I mean, it's better than a poke in the eye, but it doesn't really solve anything when you think of the exorbitant amount of interest that we're paying on the loans from China. If you really want to kickstart this thing, you got to mow this down. That's what you have to do. So the wrestling continues. There is no sure solution to this thing. You have Democratic voices. You have Republican voices who don't, I don't see compromise in the land of the blame game. You know, 70% of independents, though, say they want Republican leaders to come up with something rather than nothing. Now, this is just an NBC Wall Street Journal poll. And 6 in 10 people think that we should lower the deficit by $4 trillion over 10 years, cut some federal spending, raise tax revenue from the wealthy, and reduce some Medicare spending. Only a third of the people who responded to their poll anyway, because, you know, I'm the poll princess. There's a million of them out there, and it can skew depending on who's asking the questions, right, what news organizations. But about a third of the people who actually responded prefer the Republican proposal to reduce the deficit by $2.5 trillion, or what did I say, $3.7 trillion over 10 years through cutting spending alone and not raising additional revenues. So what the Democrats are now saying is, whoa, whoa, whoa. We want to compromise. We want to get her done. We want to get this done. And even the public's backing us up. They know it's a real problem. We need a solution. And everybody wants compromise by both parties. Are you kidding? They're not getting compromise here. They're not getting compromise. And I said this on a previous show, and to me this is the interesting part of this, because it is about the politics. Who comes out on top of this thing? The Republicans or the Democrats? And the answer is, who can spin it better? I mean, really, that's the truth. Who can spin this whole thing better? All right, I don't want to focus on the same old animal. It's like being at the zoo and you're staring, you know, I like the elephants or I like the hippos, and I'm just standing there. I got to move on to the next exhibit. So let's move on to the next exhibit. To me, one of the funniest things that happened on the day is the fact that the Murdochs had their backs against the wall. They were apologizing all over the place, but not taking any responsibility for what's going on with this whole hacking thing, hacking into voicemails of some of the families of the victims of 9/11 all the way back to 2001, hacking into the Royals' phone messages. Can you imagine the info they got? And I wonder why News of the World was kicking the Guardian's rear, because they had all the access. They were hacking. If they were hacking, they got the info. So Murdoch, both Murdochs, and a whole bunch of other people got a chance to squirm in front of Parliament. Murdoch was even slammed with a pie. In fact, I'm going to let you hear what that sounded like when we come back.
Sex and happiness both enrich our lives in ways that make life worth living. Yet it's surprising how few people can honestly say they enjoy regular and fulfilling sex or describe themselves as happy. Sex and Happiness on WebTalkRadio.net helps you learn about and mostly have great sex and to experience real intimacy and happiness. That's Sex and Happiness with host Lori Handlers, brought to you by LifeWave Patches, the quantum anti-aging way to look and feel healthier. For more information, go to ValerieHandlers.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you are hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? You trust the government. Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237. Extension 242.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Fly me to the moon. Let me let your let me see what spring is like on Jupiter Mars. In other words, hold my hand.
All right, who is the biggest giant when it comes to media? Certainly in England. And definitely a big chunk of the United States. Well, that would, of course, be Rupert Murdoch. That's an easy trivia question, isn't it? Really, he's so powerful that people shake when he comes into a building. I'm not kidding. I've heard this story like at Fox. They literally back off. They play that game you played when you were a kid where you freeze like a statue. That's what they do when Murdoch enters the room. So now the shoe's on the other foot. He was getting grilled to death on Tuesday, and it sounded like he was kind of confused. I mean, they were really trying to push his buttons, and this was a committee of the British Parliament, by the way. And the scoop is, and just in a nutshell, and not to drag this all out, the gist of it is, was there hacking going on? And News of the World, which he tanked after the story broke for this tabloid, that what they were doing is why they were getting all the scoops they were getting is because they broke into cell phone voicemail accounts of thousands of people. So that's how they got their scoops. And also his company paid off the cops in England. So, gee, I wonder why you won all those awards. I wonder why you scooped everybody. And, you know, from the New York Times on down to the Post to whoever to the Guardian in England, they had to be scratching their heads like, how do these SOBs, because that's how the people talk, right? How do they get this story? This can't be possible. Of course it is. If you're just feeding it from the source, right? I mean, right from the horse's mouth. So James Murdoch, the son, tried to step in for his dad and try to answer the questions because Murdoch was just, you know, he was just he was just off his game, to be sure. He wasn't very focused. And late in the hearing, a crazy thing happened. A guy came up to him and, listen, I want you to hear. Here's what it sounded like.
The sitting is suspended for 10 minutes.
Okay. So what happened there? The hearing is suspended for 10 minutes because a man tried to attack him with a plate filled with foam. Yeah. And Murdoch has one of those what you would call tiger wives. And she was up and at him immediately. She leapt up. Seriously. Like the ultimate blocker. Almost like she was goaltending. You know that term from the NBA? To try to stop it from happening. Do whatever she could from stopping him from reaching his intended target.
It pays to have a wife that's about 40 years younger than you.
That's
when it really
right.
comes in handy.
That's right, because she is. She's 42 years old. Wendy, her name is. She was sitting smack dab behind him, and she immediately jumped up to slam the protester. I mean, to just smash him. So he was covered in white foam, basically, and some of it kind of sprayed off into Murdoch in that direction. But it was pretty funny to watch, I have to admit. So she was right there. Boom! You think you're getting to him? Right. But this is getting to the Murdochs because their stock has started to tank. So when the stock goes down, shareholders are nervous. That's when fates and fortunes of companies obviously change. Let's go to Al in Canada. Hey, Al, how are you?
Oh, hi, Keith. You know, besides the liberals and socialists who run 80% of the media, I don't know hardly anybody in the general public who's morally outraged over this invasion of privacy that News of the World did. You know, people should be more concerned about that WikiLeaks guy, Julie Andrews, or whatever the hell his name was.
Julian Assange?
Yeah, whatever. Whatever that puke's name is. I mean, people actually died from his invasion of privacy. Julie Andrews and WikiLeaks, he invaded privacy, and people died, didn't they? Indirectly.
Well, no, you can't. Yeah, you can't prove that. There was talk that, okay, sources' names were revealed, so what happens if the Taliban goes after them? But I get your point, because I thought it was outrageous that the names were all left in there. So, okay, so I'll give you that.
Yeah,
but we can't prove that anyone was dead because of it, no.
Yeah, and yesterday the Taliban lined 29, or I don't know what the hell the number was, but they lined 29 or whatever number it was, and Pakistani policemen up against a wall and shot them dead for no reason at all, and that got 5 seconds of coverage. I watched the news. It got exactly five seconds of coverage, and it's been wall to wall, this invasion of privacy. Give Rupert Murdoch a $30 million fine and let it go and move on, for Christ. You know what the liberals and socialists, they come off as, remember in Tom Sawyer, we had Cousin Sid and Tom Sawyer? The liberals and socialists in the media are coming off as Cousin Sid. You know, this goody two-shoes, sanctimonious, holier-than-thou, and Rupert Murdoch is like Tom Sawyer. So he invaded privacy. That's wrong. It shouldn't have happened. Find the guy $30 million and let it go.
All right. Al has spoken. Thanks, Al. Al says, screw it. Why do we have to hear about Rupert Murdoch? In a way, I get it, except for that here's the thing, the wiretapping deal. I think it does deserve some play. It deserves some play. Because this goes to the whole privacy issue that we talk about. So you can't ignore that some media mogul had these idiots that were working for him that thought, who cares? We got to get the scoop. We got to make some money at this paper. So that's what we're doing. There's pressure. We got to break these stories. We'll just tap into it. I mean, look, that's not good. Do we want to be wiretapped? Come on. Now, the answer is no, right? So that's what makes the Murdoch thing interesting. Plus, the taking down of a media mogul. There were a lot of people that would like to see him fall, that would like to slay the dragon. So they are loving this, what's going on here. Murdoch didn't know this. There's no way. He's way too removed from it. But obviously the plebes that were hired, all they cared about was getting the scoop. And so that's what the deal is with that. On Pakistan, you know, absolutely, you're right. It should get more attention. In fact, the FBI arrested a guy, by the way, accused of acting as a agent of Pakistan's intelligence service, right, the wonderful SI, while pushing about $2 million in political money into the U.S. Oh, you always have to follow the money. That's why you care where the money's coming from. And what's really wild about this is they're saying he gave money to all kinds of American political candidates starting in the mid-90s. Congressman Dan Burton was one of the guys. He got about $10,000 from the Pakistani guy they arrested, Saeed Nabi Faye, who is a executive director of a group called the Kashmiri American Council. Don't you love this when they just phony up the names and throw it out there and make it sound like it's official? Yeah. All right, so as usual, we're kind of moving around all over the place, and you're invited to the party, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. There are some other things that we have just barely scratched the surface on, and, you know, the debt that we're carrying in the U.S., that affects every single one of us. Whether it is talked to death, which it is. During the day, I was cruising around, flipped around just to see. And, of course, you know, you can't ignore this. Any really huge story that affects every single person in the country, it's too big. It's too big to not talk about it. And the problem is the same thing I say over and over again. And, I mean, I hate to say it. I would love to jump on the show and say, you know what? I am so wrong. I'm going to eat humble pie myself. I'm going to do it. I have someone throw a pie at me because I've been so wrong about what I've been saying. The problem with the people that we elect is they're all about CYA. That's all they're doing. That's all they're doing. They're treading water. So many of them are just treading water and trying not to get squashed, trying to get reelected again. So it's never about the solutions when the solutions should be there. Because is this a shock to any of us that we're in this position as a country? No. How many of you have called me forever? Dan in Texas, Don in Wyoming, Mark in New York, Sid in New York back in the day. I mean, we've been talking about this for a very long time. Why do we continue to bleed red? Why do we continue to pump money into foreign aid, especially in places where they don't need it, where we're just giving them money? It's like a check. We didn't get our check this year? It's like everybody's a charity, or we're a big ATM machine, and we're just pumping out the checks. And now this is the pickle that we're in as a result of that. All right, 800-259-5791, calls on the flip side.
Storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Optics Planet is calling all hunters, shooters, and outdoorsmen. It's time to gear up. As the best online retailer of rifle scopes, red dot sights, lasers, and other firearm accessories, Optics Planet has a special deal to offer GCN listeners. You may already know OpticsPlanet.com as the best selection of weapon lights, holsters, night vision, binoculars, and tactical gear on the planet. With incredibly low prices, free shipping on most orders, and USA-based phone support, Optics Planet is the online retailer of choice for discerning gun owners and outdoor enthusiasts. Featuring Loophole, Black Hawk, EOTech, Crimson Trace, Night Force, Trigicon, Surefire, over 700 top brands. For a limited time, head to opticsplanet.com/GCN to get a free Streamlight Keymate, the world's most powerful keychain light with purchase. That's opticsplanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS right now to speak with an Optics Planet product specialist. 800-332-6784.
So raise your hand if you feel like you are living on top of the sun. Ooh, my infrared glasses are on. My own hand is up. If you went to AmericaTonight.net, you'd see that. Because it feels like it's 120 degrees in some parts of the country. If you looked at a weather map, you picked up the USA Today, just flipped it over for fun, you'd just see red everywhere. And I know that, you know, heat is nothing new. It's nothing new that we get this weather in the summer and some parts get it slammed with it. But, boy, I feel like I'm living in Southern California. You know that old song, It Never Rains in California, Don't You Know? Southern California, whatever that 70s song is. I don't have to worry about umbrellas because I haven't seen any rain in, I want to say, gosh, probably almost 4 weeks. 4 weeks. That is crazy. So I feel your pain. I just want to tell you that. I feel your pain if you're on fire right now. What is the solution? I'm going to give you the solution. Stay indoors. Really. If you don't want to pay for your high electric bill, go to the library. and just sit there for hours and read whatever it is you want to read, but get out of this stuff. In fact, the mothership in Minneapolis, they have such extremes where it gets cold and they get all the snow that's dumped on them. Now they have this crazy dew point thing that's through the roof, and it's making it miserable in Minneapolis, St. Paul. Matt, of course, as fate would have it, you are in the studio. You are doing a masterful job on America Tonight. And are you sweating bullets or no, it's okay?
I'm playing in pain tonight. I will say that. I'm powering through. But, yeah, it's definitely hot up here. It's crazy. This is Minnesota where it can be a 40-degree swing in one day. And so right now, the last couple of days, it's just been crazy hot and humid with dew points. We had a record dew point of like 83 degrees, I think, or something like that, which is, I mean, you can just walk to your car and you'll start sweating. It's pretty hot up here. And we actually, we set a state record for energy use yesterday.
Ooh.
Because of everyone using fans and air conditioners and all that. So the power companies are working overtime.
Yeah, no kidding. That humid weather is killing the Midwest, too. And I feel for the farmers. I feel for the people that have to go out there and do chores. They must just have one of those cool rags that they're around their neck the whole time. Because, you know, how do you do that and not fall apart? Okay, so speaking of falling apart, we know certainly our world is exploding, imploding, whatever you want to say. The dollar is worth, what is it now? The euro, 160 something ridiculous. And who knows what happens with the debt ceiling. You have two different options on the table, and definitely the Republican option is not the way the president's going. He is saying, forget about it. I'm pulling out my pen right now, and I'm going to veto it, baby. How about Don in Wyoming? Don, what are the temperatures like in Wyoming? Are you roasting there?
Oh, come on, Kate.
No, you have great weather now because you just had snow.
Yeah, I know. Hey, well, I'll tell you what, you know, it's been running in the mid-50s at night when I'm working, you know, and that's what I just love, you know. I love the summertime, but, you know, it's been getting up upper 80s and down in Salt Lake, but I get
nice.
Down there in the mid-90s, and well, the problem is it's raining a lot here, okay, in the afternoon, and then, you know, once the rain comes off, and, you know, it's kind of like it hits the ground and turns to steam. It's like, you know, it's just really muddy. Kind of like on this stuff, you know, but you know what, Kate? I don't think there's anywhere in the United States right now where it's nice and cool, and, you know, I don't know, I could be wrong, maybe a few places, you know? But just suck it up, Americans, for crying out loud. I mean, in 3 months, we're going to be going, oh, it's too cold! Oh, look how cold it is! Now it's too hot. It's just life, you know what I mean, Kate? You got to deal with it, you know what I'm saying?
It is life.
Anyway, though, hey, listen, by the way, it's Albert Hammond. That was your It Never Rains in California song.
Ah, I knew someone would know that.
I'm a rock god, you know that. But anyways, except I never could play an instrument or sing, so anyways. Hey, listen, by the way, I wanted to share just a couple things with you. One, you know, the debt ceiling, the numbers aren't coming up right, Kate. You know, I was trying to figure it out last, because when Colburn said, well, I'm going to cut $10 trillion, I said, well, gee, that sounds great. You can go from $14 trillion that the United States owes, and then we'll be down to $4 trillion after 10 years. But that's not what I had to figure it out today. And first, I listened to Paul Ransom today, and he's talking about $10 trillion off the future debt. Okay, and right now, our wonderful Robin in the Hood president up there is spending $1.5 trillion a year more than, you know, we're taking in because, you know, the government's taking in. And that maybe not his fault, like I said, we talked about last week or earlier, you know, about how, you know, a lot of people are retiring, getting their Social Security. A lot of the baby boomers have just started to retire. Maybe a lot of it's not his fault, you know. The point is, $1.5 trillion a year. If that stays the same for the next 10 years, and Lord help us if it does, we're talking another $15 trillion in debt added on to the $14 trillion we already have. All right, so that's not good. Now, if Rand's talking or Colbert's talking about cutting $10 trillion off of the next $15 trillion that they're going to spend, that means we're still going to be $5 trillion more in debt in 10 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that puts us at $19 trillion. Nobody's talking about trying to pay off the money that we already owe.
Right.
All they're talking about trying to do is stop future spending.
Right.
They're talking about, you know, they're talking about having a balanced budget. Okay, a balanced budget would be great. You know, they only spend what? Can you imagine if our government only spending $2.5 trillion a year to match what to the taxes they're bringing in? That's not going to happen. Not when they owe $2 trillion a year in payouts, you know, in incentive, I can't think of the word right now, gone blank, you know, guarantees, whatever it
yeah.
is.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, it's just a big, huge mess, and everybody's got all their different ideas and everything. One thing a lot of people are saying, don't raise the debt ceiling and let's see what happens. I don't think that's a good idea, Kate. No matter what they do, they're going to have to do it, you know. A lot of countries are depend on the United States on their investments, you know. At the same time, we turn around and give those countries money, and I like that line you had earlier about how much money we give out, you know, in aid, and then they turn around and want it back to us.
Yeah.
Anyway, though, but here's something, Kate. Here's where, you know, remember I told you it's fun for you and I and Matt and Mark in New York and Dan in Texas to poke fun at the, you know, and point our dislikes at the government or whatever's upsetting us. You know, it's great to have your show to be able to do that on. I appreciate that. But you know what, Kate? You can point the finger at the government all you want, but the finger ought to be pointing backwards. And let me tell you why. What started the whole downfall on this recession that we're right now? It was the housing market, right?
Yeah.
That was the first thing that went back in 07, 08.
Yeah.
Right? The bubble burst, finally. People paying $600,000 average for a house in California, you knew it couldn't just keep going up, you know? I mean, that's an unbelievable amount of money for a house. But in any case, a lot of it points back to Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac. They were letting people who, you know, maybe had questionable credit buy houses. So it was putting all these people who are buying houses on the market, you know, probably couldn't have if there had been tighter regulations as to who can buy and who can't, right?
Right.
So the house that I bought, remember I told you about the house? It sat for 2 years. You know why it sat for 2 years, nobody living in it? Because the builder that built my house was selling the house, so many houses so fast, he didn't need a buyer before he started building. He was just building the houses. Boom, 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 and he had buyers. And then all of a sudden, there were no buyers. And the house sat. So I sat through litigation with Tim in the bank, and then I was able to buy it. Okay? But it sat for 2 years and nobody living in it. You know?
Wow.
And that's the point. There were so many houses out there on the market, okay? And that's why right now we can't get the thing turned around, because there's not enough buyers. Okay? People don't have the good credit. Enough.
Sure,
credit.
Sure.
Why do people not have the good enough credit, Kate?
Because they got into terrible trouble with credit cards, and some of them were hoodwinked into houses they didn't care they signed, and that's part of the problem.
And you're pointing the finger back at yourself.
Yeah.
You know, at the Americans themselves. We're not saving, you know, like.
Right.
And Kate, I won't be a hypocrite here. I admit I'm overextended myself right now. Okay. I'm working, you know, 6 to 5 hours a week to be able to keep everything I have, and I'm very thankful for the jobs that I have. You know, but the point is that we have to point the finger back at ourselves. Am I saving money or am I overextending? And every check is going out to bills for things that I've bought, you know?
Right.
And that's exactly what happened. That's why so many people didn't have good credit, because they're not doing, you know, making financial sense, as a financial planner would say, if they were to go in and meet one, you know? Point is, Kate, we can point our fingers at the government all we want all the time, but a lot of times it ought to be being pointed back at it, you know. That's why I always liked Kennedy. He always said one thing ever that I really liked, and that was, that's not what you can do for your country. Your country can do for you. What can you do for your country? In other words, quit pointing the finger at your country and point it back at you and solve the issues yourself, you know. If Americans would start getting better credit, you know, just today said, hey, you know, I'm in the 500s. I'm going to do everything I can in the next year to be in the 600s, and the next year to be in the 700s. You know, I'm going to make those hard choices, cut back on this or that. I'm going to build my credit up, you know, and then I'm going to stay there, you know. Then guess what? We have enough people to go out and buy those houses that are just sitting around right now.
Right, but that's in a perfect world, Don. We're going to let you slide here because we're up against it. The problem is there are people through no fault of their own who find that the fates and fortunes have turned in a different direction for them. You can't blanket state it across the board, I don't believe. Exit coming up next.
Question: can functional magnetic resonance imaging be used to read our minds? Author Jose Collazo answers yes in his two new books, America's New Slavery. For more than 13 years, author Jose Collazo has been trying to prove that the U.S. government has the capacity to read a person's thoughts with a revolutionary technology known as fMRI, functional magnetic resonance imaging, and there is proof that it exists. America's New Slavery explores this technology and its many possible applications in national security. Who has access to it? How is it being used? Does America's salvation rest in this technology? These and many other questions are answered in America's New Slavery, the new books by Jose Collazo, available on BN.com, Amazon.com, and Borders.com. America's New Slavery. All Americans should be concerned.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
What's cooking at PrideKitchen.com? Plenty! Low prices on your favorite kitchen brand appliances, Vitamix blenders, Omega juicers, reverse osmosis systems, and more. Plus, free shipping on it all. PrideKitchen.com gives your family the tools for a healthy lifestyle by eating more fruits and veggies and drinking pure water. Go to PrideKitchen.com. Great selection, low prices, free shipping. PrideKitchen.com. We help make healthy lifestyles convenient.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
All right, coming up as we head for the exit here on This Hour of America Tonight, is it brilliance or is it a blunder? I'm going to let you decide. Brilliance or a blunder in just a second. But before we do that, he's been hanging out for a while now in the front seat. He's got his head up. He's looking at the movie. He's watching it all go by. Dan in Texas. Hey, Dan, how are you?
No, darling, I was not watching no movie.
Listen, seriously, do you know, and I'm sure everyone listening can relate to this, I ask now when I go to a movie, because it costs so much, I am not sitting in that front row with my neck craned. Is that the worst seat in a movie house? Forget it.
Third, fourth, or fifth seat back is cool for me.
Yeah, it's got to be at least third. At least. Yeah.
That way you don't have that strain on your neck. And also, right next to the aisle where you can get out and run to the little girl's room or boy's room if necessary.
I love it. Exactly. You don't want to say, excuse me. And you're like bumping into everyone and the popcorn goes flying.
And you know, you naturally step on the girl with the open-toed shoe, you know.
Look at that jerk.
With the cowboy boots. Okay,
true.
I'm not going to go there. Okay, now, I got a joke for you.
Okay.
All right, and then I got a thing, a little political thing, but don't worry, we'll get to that. These two men entered this restroom at the same time, and they both stepped to the urinals, and all of a sudden the guy on the right-hand side says, "You're Jewish. You had your brisk at Temple Beth Shalom. The rabbi was Rabbi Shulman." The guy goes, "My God, are you psychic? How did you know that?" He says, "It was on 22nd Street in New York City." And he says, "No, I'm not psychic." He says, "Rabbi Shulman always cuts an abisk in every male organ of the circumcision he does for the brisk. And as a result, you just flizzed all over my leg and my shoe."
Brilliant. You are very good tonight. That is so good. I like it. You get an eye mark for that at 10.
Okay, baby. Now, I was listening to another program this evening, and Mr. DeMint came on, Senator DeMint, and he said that they had just passed the program that they're putting forward, and that they're drawing the line in the sand, and if the Democrats don't give them a vote, then nothing's going to get passed. Anything the Democrats try to put through the House of Representatives, it's going nowhere. This gang of six or seven or whoever they want to gang up with, that's going nowhere either. It's either this or, by golly, they'll set clear to September or October. And if Obama tries to usurp and use the 14th Amendment, which is technologically illegal, that would be grounds for impeachment. Not to mention, they're just about to catch up with Eric Holder and Obama over that gun running thing that has now escalated to the fact that they're running guns into Honduras as well. That's come out. The guy that they tried to set up as the patsy and tried to pay him off and get him out of Dodge has turned state's evidence, and he's given them all kinds of stuff. It was in the Los Angeles Times.
I saw that. That's, I'm glad you brought that up. The Honduras thing. I think this really turns up the heat on Holder for sure.
Holder's going down, and they've also got a whole bunch of other people, and they're all linked to Obama and Obama's programs. And he can't say that he didn't have anything to do with it because he put forward this routine to try to take our guns away. The whole idea of kicking those guns into Mexico and letting them walk was so he could say, "Look at all those guns that the that are going across the Mexican border. It's America that's putting this. We need new gun legislation. We're going to have to clamp down on blah, 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 blah." That's what he's got planned in his second program if he gets elected. But if he tries to pull a little dictator routine where he's going to take over like Bill Clinton suggested for him to do with the 14th Amendment, you're going to see another revolution in this country, and it's not going to be pretty.
Really? Do you think, I mean, honestly, Dan,
I'm
really
telling you,
we are right there.
We are right there. This man has spit us into the absolute verge of bankruptcy. I mean, and Bernanke, he's talking about quantitative easing free.
I know,
if
I
that
know.
Happens, if that happens, Kate, our
I
dollar
agree.
Bills are going to be rolls of toilet paper in the treasury that they print the green ink on.
Yeah.
And our money won't be worth anything. Yeah. Gold hit $1,604 an ounce.
Incredible. I know.
Incredible. And I'm telling you, we have got to get this program done. Now, you hear all these polls, "Oh, the Republicans, they've got to do this, they've got to do that." They have done it. They have come up with a plan. 800 and some days that the Democrats haven't put forth a budget. 800 and some days that they've been violating of their oath of office. And they should all resign. And Obama, if he doesn't go along with this program, he's not going to get a increase in money. They will set on it till hell freezes over. They're dedicated to this, and he better get through his head.
Yeah, interesting. Dan, thanks for the summary there. I like what you said about the operation, you know, Gun Runner, Fast and Furious, because that's fastly blowing up in the face of the Attorney General who we just mentioned, Eric Holder. I don't think that touches. I don't think they still are able to get to Obama for that, but I think that certainly will take down Holder if they can really tie it up. I think it does. Not the president, but the attorney general. On the other thing, he's right about Jim DeMint, and certainly any of the Tea Party conservatives are saying, forget it. I mean, here's our answer. We're going to give a compromise. We're going to let you raise the debt ceiling, but no taxes. This is the thing. We're not going to have the tax deal. And we want an amendment to the Constitution saying that you have to have a balanced budget. So this is more than a stalemate now at this point. And the veto power does still belong to the president. So does he veto it? Somebody's got a buckle here. I mean, this is one of those moments. Like, who's going to blink first? Dan's absolutely right about that. I believe that they're digging in. The Republicans are digging in, and the Democrats are digging in. So somebody either blinks or it continues. Blinks or it continues. And we'll see if you're going to be one of those people who is going to the mailbox and your check isn't there. You're going to see a real, let's put it this way, Gray Panther march on Washington. That part, if you want to call that a revolution, I think you'll see that. I do. All right, this is what I was talking about here with the, is this a blunder or is this brilliance? I thought it'd be interesting just to throw this into the mix here as we have a couple of moments left. You know the craziness with the whole texting thing where you go to a restaurant, I don't care if it's fast food or even a decent restaurant, and people are looking down. It's like everyone looks into their laps. What are they looking for? They're not looking for food they dropped, right? Well, they're looking to do the texting thing. You can tell. That's the thing. So now in Philadelphia, what they're saying is so much of a problem because people are not paying attention to what they're doing. They're crashing into people. They're crashing into things. So the Philadelphia police have decided we're going to issue citations that if you are on a bike, if you are walking on the street and you're smacking into people and the cops catch you, then what they're going to do is they're going to issue a ticket. They're going to issue a ticket for the whole your texting thing. I mean, are you kidding me with that? I don't know. Does that seem like that's really going to stick? Are you kidding? I'm going to have to say boo on that. I don't see how it's enforceable. Now, part of the deal is the bicyclist and the fact that you have, on the other side of this, they're really trying to go after people on bikes who are not paying attention to the people who are walking. So if they were just focused on that, I get it. But this thing with the texting, I don't see how that's enforceable. So I'm going to say that's a blunder or it's not spelled out correctly anyway. I get the bike thing. I get that if people are walking along the street and bicycles are smacking into them because they're not paying attention and they're not in bike lanes. But the texting thing, yeah, I'm not so sure on that. And remember, I have family in Philly, so I'm going to have to ask them to look out and see what they see. See if they're really people are getting stopped and they're getting those tickets. It's kind of like the jaywalking thing in a way. There are some places, really, honestly, where you see people that dart across the street and get a ticket. It depends on what intersection, what city we're talking about. The texting thing, I'm going to say I'm a little all wet on that. That doesn't make any sense.
Can you repeat the part of this stuff where you said all about the things?
What, are you kidding me?
Idiot! It's simple!
Why wouldn't I want to be here? This is fantastic! This is great!